you can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
Welcome to the sessions at Midori House. I'm Andrew Muller. Our guests this week are the Handsome Family. Over 20 years and 10 albums, the Handsome Family, that's husband and wife duo Brett and Rennie Sparks, have fashioned a splendid canon of baleful country balladry, the kind of thing that might well have resulted had the subjects of Grant Wood's American Gothic ever formed a band. The plucking of one song, Far From Any Road, from the Handsome's catalogue to become the theme tune of True Detective bought them a vast new audience ahead of the writing of their new album, Unseen. It's due in September. They preview two tracks today, along with one old favourite.
This is a song about a very, 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 very tiny horse named Tiny Tina.
Last September at the state fair, past the Ferris wheels and bumper cars, the hypnotists, the jumping goats, forgotten country music stars. There was a sign from the wilds of Arizona, drinks just a thimble of water, eats just a handful of straw.
Little horse. the Hanson family. Welcome to the Midori House Sessions.
Howdy. Thank you.
I wanted to ask first, depending on where this part of the interview gets dropped into our programme, you either have played or are going to play a couple of songs from your imminent new album, Unseen, one of which I'm glad you played because it leapt out at me from the album. This was Tiny Tina, about the very small horse and sideshow attraction. I guess I wanted to ask about that because I did try to Google Tiny Tina. Yeah. I found a very small horse called Tiny Tim.
These are maybe an answer, or they're related somehow, but I think...
But I couldn't find a Tiny Tina. But Tiny Tina was a real small horse.
She's so tiny you can't even see her on the internet. Yes, she was at the fair every year for a few years, and I always said, next year. I think I was just afraid because I really wanted to see her so badly. I was afraid that it would be a disappointment. But now I regret not seeing her.
It's a song about regret, yeah. Basically. And about the old days when freak shows were okay. You could have tiny horses, and people wouldn't get upset by that.
Well, America's becoming so homogenous that I think we don't even like tiny horses anymore. Everybody should be the same.
You can't show that tiny horse. That's outrageous.
Yep.
I liked it because it struck me as one of those things that it would only occur to the Hanson family to write a song about. And it's what you've developed over the years is you're one of those artists that have this universe and this lexicon that can only be yours. Are you able at this point to isolate what it is about, say, a Tiny Tina that makes you think, actually, that's a song?
You know, it reminds me of... there was a woman we saw once when we were in a mental hospital visiting, of course, and she kept saying to everybody, "It hurt my heart when I didn't get that boiled egg for breakfast." And I thought, you know, that is really what the heartaches of life are about, these little small tragedies. It's not huge tragedies that make up our lives. So, yeah, I think it hurt my heart when I didn't see that little horse.
Tiny Tina is kind of famous, too, in an underground weird way. A friend of mine actually memorized the Carnival Barkers spiel that he gives in front of the tent, you know.
It's
Tiny
just a
Tina.
Recording that
Tiny
goes
Tina,
over
Tiny Tina, the
again.
World's smallest horse. She's so small she can.
You can put her in your pocket.
A thimble of water. All she needs is a handful of straw. So yeah,
she's so small you can put her in your pocket, but don't put her in your pocket because
we want everyone to see Tiny Tina. And then
it goes around again.
It loops forever, and you sit there losing your mind listening to this.
This is a song called "So Much Wine." It's the saddest Christmas song ever written.
Inevitable question about Far From Any Road, which became, as the theme from True Detective, you have a song that you are known for suddenly by people who may not have known the rest of your work. And this new album, I guess, Unseen, you write knowing that. Does any self-consciousness follow from that? Do you think all of a sudden there's many, many more people might listen to this than listen to our previous work?
It's a hell of a conundrum. It's a hard thing to... For me... It's a difficult thing to come out of the you know.
Well, you don't want to write the same hit song again.
20 million spins on Spotify and, you know, worldwide 50, you know, and you get people writing you from Turkey and Kazakhstan and, you know, just all this crazy stuff.
Which is misinformation. Obviously.
I mean, just today I posted some.
I know, these aren't tragic things.
Just today I posted.
Is it?
Why is that good, though? That's not really good. It's just there.
It's good. just have forgotten really. What good
it has,
is.
It really has nothing to do with reality or a career or art. It has nothing to do with that. You know, the fact that somebody in, Mongolia can listen to this it's not even a country.
The reason
song,
we make
tango.
Art is to share our vision of an expanded reality.
Maybe that's why make it.
If someone has expanded their reality because they've heard our song, that's a lovely thing.
No, it's odd coming out of the experience of getting that kind of attention for one song, not for your career, for one song, one 3-minute song.
It's a good
thing. That doesn't really sound like the rest of your output either.
But does the process remain the same? Do you still write records in the same way? Yeah. And how does that usually work? Who goes to who first?
We have a white, big piece of white tape that we've put down the center of the house, and I have my side of the tape, and he has his side. And I work on lyrics on one side, and when I feel they're strong enough, then I push them across the tape into his zone, and he takes them to
then
his,
she says,
his guitar.
Brad, Ricky, I want to be in the show. I just babaloo. We still do the same thing. Brittany writes the lyrics. I write the music. Then we record it. I record the music in my little garage studio. And, it gets mastered and pressed, and there you go.
From start to finish, from the initial words to the last bit we record, it's all done in pajamas.
Right. Essentially.
You say you argue a lot about what kind of things. You don't have to do it right here and now, but...
Because I'm always right and he's always sometimes a little wrong. I think it's because it's exciting to work together because we end up with a song that's neither one of ours vision.
We will argue over a word, let me amend that, over a syllable in a chorus.
Yes, we will.
So much so that we won't be able to speak to each other at the end of the day. Because that word or syllable to one of us takes the song one way and to the other person takes it another way.
Which, of course, a word or a syllable can, in any song or any piece of writing,
it's critical.
It can completely overbalance or underbalance something.
It's critical to think about these things, and these things are important, and that's what we argue about. We get along fine,
otherwise. You threw a lot of coffee mugs.
We've been married 27, coming on 28 years. We hardly ever argue. We throw a lot of... throw a lot of coffee
whenever
mugs.
Whenever he's upset with me, goes away and I hear a smash. And so just recently, after we sent the record to the pressing plant and it was done, I went out and bought 6 new mugs because we're ready to start again. This is a song about the old-timey days of the 1900s. It's called Back in My Day.
That unfolded back in my day. You could drink from the river. We had gods made of clay. There were mile-high glaciers, no locks on the doors. The sun burned brighter. We never count past 4, and the birds were always watching. There were monsters in the sea. We wore watches on our wrists. There were ghosts in the trees. Way back in the days, you're too young to have seen. When the nights were darker, longer and deep. There was no time or space. When I was growing up, we had summer all winter. The moon rose with the sun, and music sounded better. Recorded on rings of ice, And as the songs turned to water, we couldn't help but cry. Way back in the good days, you're too young to have seen, when everything was better, darker and deep.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guests were The Handsome Family. Their new album, Unseen, is out September 16th on Loose Records. You can keep up with tour dates at handsomefamily.com. Join us again at the same time next week for more live music. But for the time being, I've been Andrew Muller. Thanks for tuning in.